All right, let's turn in our Bibles tonight, Exodus 22. Give you a little something from the Bible, a little instruction. Exodus chapter 22, verse 28. God has already given the Ten Commandments to Israel. Now he's laying down just boom, 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 all these other things. Exodus 22, 28 is a verse that stands all by itself, and he says, "Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people." Just like that. Let's pray. Father, we ask you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to learn from the Bible how you'd have us to conduct ourselves. Help us to be faithful to follow you for Jesus' sake. Amen. All right, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Now, that's an Old Testament quote. And a lot of times what will happen is people will read the Old Testament and they'll say, well, that's Old Testament. We're in the New Testament. We don't have to do that anymore. All right, we'll turn to Acts 23. Acts 23. And while you're turning to Acts 23, let me ask you, is the book of Acts in the New Testament or the Old Testament? That's being the New Testament. This is definitely in the New Testament following the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is on trial. He is answering the council. The high priest has commanded him to be smitten on the mouth. He took exception to that in verse 3. In verse 4, they that stood by said to him, "Revilest thou God's high priest?" Verse 5 then said, "Paul, I wist not, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people." He's quoting Exodus 22, 28. And what does he say? Thou shalt not speak evil of the ruler of thy people. All right. We are in, whether you like it or not, an election year. And one of the most common political tactics during a campaign is to sling mud at the opponent. Candidates don't often run on what they can do. They run on what they tell you their opponent can't do. They don't run on their own character. They downgrade, right, the character of their opponent. They try to, it's always a negative campaign. He's bad, therefore, by implication, I must be good. And so what happens is you hear all of these negative things about people in office or people running for office. And we're tempted sometimes, depending on our political persuasion, to repeat what we've been hearing, either to argue or to persuade people against the candidates that we don't like. You know what we're doing? We're simply repeating what we hear, whether we know whether it's true or not. And we often are tempted to repeat what we hear, whether it's appropriate for us to repeat it or not. You know what Solomon said? You were looking at the Bible tonight. Ordinarily on Wednesday night, we don't look at too many scriptures, but it would help us. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. You guys are the Wednesday night crowd. You know how to find the places in the Bible. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, right after Proverbs, verse 20. Now, this is Solomon. Solomon had more wisdom than anybody else in his day. And they came to him for wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he's telling you about everything going on under the sun. And he says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 20, "Curse not the king, comma, no, not in thy," what? Thought. Don't even do it in your thought. Now, as Bible-believing Christians, we must be very careful to follow God's commands anyway, but particularly when it comes to our opinions and our statements about people who are in offices of authority. We have to be careful about that. I mean, you say, well, they're not kings and they're not rulers, they're public servants. And that's true. I mean, when Harry Truman retired from office, President of the United States. They asked him if he was going to move back to his hometown. And they said, you know, the implication was you can't move back to your hometown. You've been in this high position of President of the United States of America. You won't even be able to get along with the people there. He said, the President of the United States of America is a servant of all the people. When I retire, I get a promotion. People don't look at it much like that today. Would you agree? Okay. So they are, in fact, public servants, but in reality, they're making rules and decisions which govern our lives. And we must obey the rules and the decisions that govern our lives. Peter, you can go ahead and turn there. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Right there at the back of your New Testament. Peter was adamant about this. Nero was the king when he wrote what you're going to read. Nero is the one that ordered Peter's death. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. And he didn't stop there. For whose sake? Not for your sake. Not for the ruler's sake. For whose sake? For the Lord's sake. For the Lord's sake. And then he goes on to say in verse 17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, what? Honor the king. Honor the king. So we've got to be careful. You're in Peter. Jude is real close by. We don't, like I said, we don't normally do a Bible study on Wednesday night, but this is a topic that we should carefully consider. So look at Jude verse 8. We must be careful not to do what you're reading in Jude 8. Jude is talking about some bad people here. Notice what he says in verse 8. Likewise also these filthy dreamers. Those are not good guys. Would you agree? Filthy dreamers, that's not a good guy. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. So we need to be careful about this. And he said, for the Lord's sake, and I'll tell you why. Who promotes and who puts down those that are in rule? Psalm 75 says it's the Lord. The Lord's the one that will put them up, and the Lord is the one that will put them down. In other words, the Lord has something to do with who's going to be in the position of authority. You know, Pilate and Jesus were having a conversation there. Jesus wasn't saying much. Pilate was doing all the talking. And he said to Jesus, don't you know I have the authority? And he said, you couldn't have that authority unless that power was given to you. It was the determinate counsel of God that Jesus Christ would be crucified. God needed a person like Pilate in that office. Well, whether you like Pilate or not, that office is a government office that was right, established by the Lord, and the man that's in it needed to be the kind of man that he was for God to accomplish the thing that he wanted to do. So if you're sitting there saying bad things about him, you're saying bad things about the person who put him in office. Jesus never railed on him, didn't say anything bad like that to him at all. So we've got to be very careful. Who put Pharaoh in office? Now I'm talking about the Pharaoh that was there when Moses came to deliver the Jews. Who put him in office? God did. Romans 9:17, you can turn there. You don't have to if you don't want to. Romans 9:17, God said, for this cause have I raised thee up that I might show my power in thee. And Moses never railed on him. They went in there and they said, okay, let the people go. He said, well, I'm not going to let them go. He said, okay, well, we'll see if you're not going to like what happens next, you know. And here come the locusts. Go back in there. You know, you really ought to let the people go. I don't want to let them go. Okay, you're not going to like what's coming next. And, you know, then he says, you better warn your servants and your people that are taking care of your cattle to get them out of the field because hail is coming. Who's doing all that? God's doing that. And eventually, since God was the one that put him there, and he was the one that opposed what God was trying to do in Moses, eventually God took care of the man, did he not? He drowned him in the Red Sea. Where do you think Pilate is today? Heaven? Probably not. Probably not. God takes care of God's judgment of those people that are in positions of authority. But when you look at Joseph, who worked for Pharaoh, and Daniel, who worked for Nebuchadnezzar, and Obadiah, who worked for Ahab, they never said anything bad about the people who were in authority. David had an opportunity easily at night to kill Saul, and Saul needed killing. But he said, I'm not going to raise my hand against God's anointed, even though Saul was wrong to do what he did to David. They let God deal with him, and God did deal with him. So we have to be very, very careful. You know, if these men that are in these positions so close to these people that God calls his servant, he called Nebuchadnezzar his servant. And they never railed on those men that they serve. We have to be careful. I know you want to be politically informed. I know you want to know how to make decisions with regard to people. And so you may check out what other people are saying about candidates that are running for office. But you don't have to repeat that stuff. That's trash talk. That's mudslinging. You know, the thing about it is, you know, we've got a runoff election going on right now, and neither guy has anything good to say about the other guy in the election, all right? But you know, one of those is going to have to run against a person in another party later. And I think to myself, as much bad have you said about each other, it's not like either one of you is very good, thinks very much of the person you're going to run against in November. And then what if you ever needed the help of somebody that was in that office after all the bad things that the people have said? I mean, it's just, do we really want to be the one that voices all that trash? You know, it's hard. Do you realize it's hard to pray for those that are in authority, which we're told to do, when all you can think about is all the bad stuff that you hear? It has been a lifesaver to me emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically to turn off the news. It really has. Because there's so much. I would rather read a missionary letter and find out about people getting saved. I realize things in the world aren't getting better, but I know that God hasn't changed, and his word hasn't changed, and our relationship with him hasn't changed and shouldn't. So during all this, when you hear all that wrangling going on, don't join the mob conversation. Just do what God said. Pray for those that are in authority, and don't speak evil of the ruler of thy people. Amen? Father, we're very thankful. Your instructions in the Bible are just as clear as can be. Help us, Lord. We want to be on your side. We recognize, Lord, that you've got things that you're doing. Sometimes the people that occupy the offices that we still must be in subjection to are people that you've put there for a reason very different than what we might have expected. So we trust you. We ask you to help us to be obedient to you and do those things that are pleasing to you for Jesus' sake. Amen.